What's up, guys? I'm Ty, and I'm a long-term investor. Today, we're going to talk about 10 tips for successful long-term investing. Let's get into it. Welcome. Welcome to Piece of the Pie with Ty. I'm Ty, and I appreciate you guys coming to check my channel out. If you're new, please make sure you like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell. And if you're returning, I appreciate the support and you guys coming to check me out. So let's get into these 10 tips. First tip, ride a winner. So when you find that perfect company that you have your utmost faith in, and you know this company is a great company, it makes sense to you, ride it up. Don't get scared once your investment reaches 100%, 200%, because if you find the perfect company, you might get 1,000% growth off your investment, but you gotta ride that winner and don't be afraid to keep your money in. Think about those that invested into Apple 10 years ago, 20 years ago. They can still be riding Apple right now, and Apple is still going up. So if you find that perfect company, don't be afraid to ride it. Two, sell a loser. Don't hold on to a company that you don't have faith in and you are seeing a lot of drops and dips in the company. If you don't have faith in that company and that company is making you nervous, go ahead and sell it and find a different investment, because your money could just be sitting there. And you could be sitting there for a year, 2 years, but because you don't want to take that loss, you could just be wasting time. There are so many companies out in the market. You shouldn't just be wasting time, especially if you have lost faith in that company. Three, don't sweat the small stuff. So because you are a long-term investor and you're a long-term investing, you shouldn't sweat the ups and downs of the stock market day to day or even week to week, because you are looking out in the future. So a company being down for a week shouldn't bother you. A company being down for 2 weeks shouldn't bother you, especially if you have faith in the company. Honestly, a long-term investor should be able to invest into a company and not stress about it. That's the whole purpose of long-term investing and not going in for the short term. Less stress. Four, don't chase market hype. So we all should know that the stock market can be a trending topic, and certain stocks could be trending. Certain stocks even get memes made out of them, like AMC, GameStop, and many other meme stocks. But don't fall for the hype unless you are invested into a company that maybe becomes a meme stock, because I'm invested into CRSR, Corsair Gaming, and they made it a meme stock, but I was invested into it because I think the company has value. So don't jump into a company just because everyone is hyping it up, everyone is talking about it. Make sure you go and do your research on the company and understand why you invested into that company. Even if someone gives you an idea, like me on my channel, you might see a bunch of ideas, but that's what they're meant to be. Ideas, or a spark that makes you go and look up a company and see if that company is valuable or it fits your investing plan. That's what it's about. There's countless articles, countless people boosting up stocks, but at the end of the day, you have to go and make sure you do some research on your stocks yourself, because again, everyone thinks they're right when it comes to the stock market, myself included. Everyone has their opinion and everyone thinks their way of investing is right because their way of investing is for them. So if you see something that's hyped up, or even if you hear advice that might sound good, might sound great, make sure you still go and do some research on it yourself, and you need to fully understand why you're going to put your hard-earned money into a company. because that's what you're doing when you invest in something. You're putting your hard-earned money into something. So make sure you understand why and you do your research on any investment. Even if it's good information, still double check that information and understand that information fully. 5, pick a strategy and stick to it. So if your strategy is you ride a company to 200% and once it hit that, you drop off, stick to that. If your strategy is solely dividend investing, stick to that. Don't let things change your strategy, because if you continuously change your strategy over and over and over, you might end up losing over and over and over because you're not sticking to a set strategy. Whatever your strategy is, stick to it. I personally think you should go into investing already with some type of strategy so you can implement it and you're not just aimlessly investing into companies without a plan. But I'm not a financial advisor, so if you need financial advice, make sure you seek out one. I just give it to you guys the way I see it. 6, make sure that we're looking ahead and checking out the future because we're long-term investing. So we want to know what our investment is going to look like 5 years from now, 10 years from now. That's the whole purpose of long-term investing. 7, be open-minded and think outside the box. Now, this is important because those brand names and those household names, they are definitely stable companies. They are usually large cap companies, but there is so much value in a small cap company. A good small cap company will eventually become a large cap company. So a small cap company has the potential to have a whole lot more exponential growth than a large cap company. And that could be tremendous, especially if you find a company that has dividends and they experience an exponential growth. Oh man, it's like finding gold. So you have to be open-minded when you're looking at companies, not just going for those companies that have that household name, but also look for companies that are the next household name. Look for companies that could be the future, because that's where you're going to find the best returns. And that company that doesn't have that household name yet, but is about to have that household name in 5-10 years. If you roll that company up, you're going to find a much better return than a company that's solidified with a big name. 8, stay away from penny stocks. Okay, so everybody knows we're talking about exponential growth and long-term investing. Penny stocks look so enticing because they're cheap and you can buy a lot of them. And if your investment does do great, you can have an excellent return. But penny stocks lose a lot of people money because of the volatility. So penny stocks go up and down and they're so volatile, you can easily lose your money trying to find that penny stock. There are a lot of companies that aren't penny stocks, but they are valuable and they're making money. So you can just make sure you do your research and find a cheaper company. But penny stocks are easy ways to lose money. 9, be aware of taxes, but don't be afraid of taxes. The whole purpose of investing is making money. Don't be afraid of making too much money and you having to pay taxes, because taxes is part of the stock market. Either way, you're going to have to pay taxes. So don't be hesitant on getting a great return. Just make sure that you are aware of taxes. And again, if you need financial help, make sure you seek out one. And that's the 10th one. So number 10, if you want professional help, don't be afraid to hire one. Almost every bank, every investing platform has investing advisors. So you can hire an advisor to manage your account for you, and you can make it almost automatic, and you can just set up for deposits and they allocate your funds however you discuss with your advisor. So this is also a way to invest if you don't want to get too heavily involved Or if you're a little confused, you can always hire a financial advisor. So that was 10 tips for successful long-term investing. So when we talk about long-term investing, it's a great way to earn passive income and to earn income, period, and get a return off your investment. Let me know what you guys think about these tips in the comments below. And make sure if you haven't already, you like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell. Thanks for checking me out. Come back and see me. I got plenty more to talk about.